This is GQDN for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it. If you do, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. Delicious stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. More stuff coming in there this week and next week too. Yep, some good stuff up there. And by stackup.org, great community. In today's news, we have some releases coming. We got some stuff on sale and Astrobot's getting a winter season. But we begin today with NVIDIA. Sorry, words are hard. Because the crypto lawsuit, according to PC Gamer, is now going ahead. Now, NVIDIA went to the Supreme Court, and Supreme Court of the U.S. shut them down, or shut down their argument. So that means the lawsuit that was going against NVIDIA is now going ahead. And this is all about AI. Now, this federal lawsuit is in the Ninth Circuit of Court of Appeals, and NVIDIA was appealing against the Supreme Court because NVIDIA's argument was there wasn't enough information to bring the lawsuit forward, and they were highlighting the 1995 Private Securities Legislation Reform Act. Now, the Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson did say, quote, "I guess my concern is that you appear to be requiring for plaintiffs to actually have the evidence in order to plead their case," end quote. So basically, the evidence wasn't strong enough on NVIDIA's side. Speaking of AI, Google is testing Gemini in video games. And that comes to us from The Verge. Now, the AI is being trained on the video game screens because they're trying to help the players with suggestions on how to place different platforms and different things within a video game on your phone. So we shall see what happens there, because AI is starting to get into video games, not just with the companies, but help you play video games. But who would own it? NintendoEverything.com did say that Nintendo now owns Monolith Soft. Now, Nintendo, we'll say last year, did have the amount of 96% of said studio. But recently, they purchased the last 4%, which means that Monolith Soft is now a Nintendo company. This was slow indeed, but still, the purchase was made. So now you wonder if Take-Two is going to be a part of this. Eurogamer.com did say that the Take-Two's Yosef Fares was doing some talking about his next project. Now, the game has not been named yet, but Hazelight Studios, which is where he's at, did make a post on social media this last October. Now, there was also a little video that was made by Fares himself, because people did say that he was cocky, and he said he was fine with it, because when a game is good, it is good, along with the ones that are being made. That's what he's saying. Now, within that video, he did introduce two voice actors, Mio and Zoe, and the two actors were encouraged to make voices and sounds that is a part of the new game. Then one of the developers did come on and say that they're messing some stuff up, and Ferris did fist bump with the colleagues, and they all said that they were messing stuff up without messing up. They swore, "I'm not." And that was before that they got a phone call from the Game Awards' Jeff Keighley. So, could we see something from Hazelight at the Game Awards tomorrow night? We shall see. We shall see. After Play Astrobot, they're feeling the Christmas spirit. Eurogamer did say that Winter Wonder is coming to Astrobot. And yes, they put up a video about it. And it looks like that you can get some golden presents. That is a picture that was posted on Eurogamer. Now, in order to get to the Winter Wonder update, players must have completed Astrobot, and an internet connection is also required. So if you played Astrobot and you completed it, you can get that a little bit of an update. Winter Wonders. Now, Eurogamer also said that the Italian Souls-like And Toria, the last song, has been announced for Xbox. And that will come out tomorrow on all the Xbox platforms. So if you want Entoria, the last song, it'll be up on PC, Xbox, X and S. Yeah, all the places. Samsung TVs, all that stuff, all that good stuff. Pokemon won't be. Yeah, we're getting to the good stuff now. Because a little bit of TV time. The Pokemon Company is teaming up with Wallace and Gromit maker Aardman. And that'll be for a new project that's due in 2027, 3 years from now. Oh, that's going to be good stuff. Now, what we don't know is what's going to be a part of that content. But both sides were talking about this, starting with Taito Okura, which is the VP of the Marketing and Media Pokemon Company. Quote, "This is a dream partnership for Pokemon. Aardman are masters of the craft, and we have been blown away by the talent and creativity. What we have been working on together ensures our global Pokemon fans are in for a treat," end quote. Sean Clark, the managing director of Aardman, said, quote, "It's a huge honor to be working with the Pokemon Company International. We feel sincerely privileged to be trusted with bringing the characters and world to life in a brand new way. Bringing together Pokemon, the world's biggest entertainment brand, together with our love of craft, characters, and comedic storytelling feels incredibly exciting. Aardman and TPCI share an emphasis on heritage and the attention to detail, as well as putting our fans and audiences to the heart of what we do, which we know will steer us right together, create charming, original, and stories for audiences around the world." Fat Pokemon on Twitter did say, "Pokemon and Aardman coming 2027. We'll see what they make." Snoop Dogg, Xbox Wire, did say that he was showing off what he's playing on Xbox, because he was doing the Xbox Year in Review, and he got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Time to flex. The dog top 1% in the world clocked 1,300 hours of Xbox this year. Xbox Year in Review. Real gamer, you dig." And he was playing on Xbox, he was playing on PC, and on his phone with an Xbox controller connected to it. Looking good, Snoop. Now we go to the PC itself. PC Games N did say that there's an MSI NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 gaming laptop for $750. That's on sale by about 30% via Best Buy. It is the MSI Cyborg 14 A13VF. So, yep, that's going to be quite the get this year for Christmas. Along with this, Engadget did say that Backbone is on sale too for $69. So if you're looking for some remote play on your phone, whether it be Xbox or PlayStation, get a Backbone. It's 31% off. $100? Nope, it's $69. And that goes for the two different consoles. But if you got PlayStation, WCCF Tech did say that there's more emulating PlayStation 3 games going to PlayStation 5. In fact, they were talking about Lois Logan on YouTube, because he was showing the showcases and a test that was conducting an AMD VC250 mining card, and it did feature the PlayStation 5 silicon. So, you can try that too if you want. That is all for now. This has been a Dawn Forge Production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.